You had, what'd you eat? Give me a rating on your food.
I had a, bacon double cheeseburger. I had a hot dog.
Yeah.
Fries and a root beer.
And a apple.
Apple turnover.
I had a barbecue bacon cheeseburger.
Okay.
With fries and a orange freeze.
Mm.
I didn't go with the traditional root beer float.
Yeah.
I was happy with it.
Yeah, no, the orange freeze, that sounds awesome.
Also, every time I eat there, I'm like, this is a really good burger.
Yeah. We need gas. Can I get into this gas station from right now? No, I fucking can't. Oh, what a fucking nightmare. I almost pull off at a different one. Realized that I was going to need to get gas.
But that place does feel a little bit like a drug den.
Yeah. There's like a billion cars around there and you don't know where.
It's just really, it's so weird. Like it's got, of all the A&W like franchise paraphernalia that you can get, like they seem to have gotten all the worst wrong, the worst ones, and put them up in the cheapest way.
Yeah.
They like to put up, like, the weird revival 50s stuff, but it's all...
like, really grimy.
Yeah, bad. It's terrible. People are saying we're having mic problems. May not be. It may just be my voice.
Might be that you're rubbing where the mic is on the bottom or something like that. I don't know where the mic actually is on that thing.
On this iPad. What kind of iPad is this? Is this a number one?
Air.
Oh, it's one of the newer ones?
So it's the, it's not the Air 2, which is the current model. It's the, it's last
year's. Saying the Game Awards, not us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they, that first thing we saw. That
right,
was that
yeah,
audio.
The Kiefer Sutherland thing.
Yes. Oh, this is where we always worry.
Yeah, what a...
Because it looks like
it's
you're
a
supposed
shitty,
to go over
yeah.
there or something. Christmas trees.
Yeah. So you got yours?
I did.
How big is it? How tall is it?
7.5 feet.
Okay.
It's a pretty big.
Yeah, it's a serious tree.
I am a big fan of Christmas trees. I love Christmas trees. Always had them as a kid. My mom used to get 2 of them.
Wow.
She would do like her fancy tree.
Mm. Wow.
With like glass stuff. And then she would, and then we'd
the
have
kids
the kids'
tree.
Tree
it was just like just race cars and a bunch of fucking
yeah,
trash on it.
Looked like somebody fell into it.
Yeah. Did you ever put strings of popcorn
did that,
on a
yeah,
tree?
With cranberry? Yeah.
I just never understood that. That always seemed weird to me.
It was time consuming.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's why.
And you would have to do it with, you know, like needle.
Right. Yeah. Did you eat the popcorn at the end?
No, it was like, just for decoration.
Like, popcorn's not a good decoration. It's a fun food.
Yeah, but it looks good. You know, people have garland. Some people put tinsel on a tree,
yeah.
Which I think is ridiculous.
It's garish.
Yes. It's tacky.
Yeah.
I do like colored lights.
Yep. Like blinking or solid on or...
Oh, no, like, just on.
Yeah.
Just colored. I like a colorful tree with, like, hey, go get an ornament every year or something, mm-hmm. and then put, you know, then you can be like, oh, or, you know, you go out to travel. I think that's something we do.
Ah.
We've been doing it lately. It's like, oh, get a...
get an ornament that says North Prague. Dakota on
yeah.
it. Yeah.
You know.
Did you find a Prague Christmas tree ornament?
They were in Prague. They okay. were like right. little cut ornaments, wood ornaments. Hmm. I like lots of joke ones. You can't be too serious with a tree.
Yeah, yeah. What do you put on the top of it? You got a topper? You got a little...
Nicole's got a... she got like some star thing that works.
We had a point...
just like a straight...
straight up, like a...
like a spear?
Yeah, like a saber or something.
That's awesome. You know what I'd like to do one year would be to just kind of mix it up. Pretend that the tree is a person.
Okay.
And then, like, give the tree a costume.
Mm.
Like it's Harry Potter, the tree.
Yeah.
You know.
You got, like, a scarf on it or something.
Yeah, it's Macho Man Randy Savage.
It's got, like, a scarf on it or something.
Yeah. If we didn't have crazy dogs, I'd even get a little train and put it under.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
Just a circular track.
Yeah. A little toy train does its thing.
I just like the smell. It's a good smell.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, my house is clean.
Or at least it smells that way.
Yeah.
In case I forget.
Exit?
Yeah, we're getting off at Roland Boulevard. Get some gas.
Okay. Gas. I thought you meant... we got 10 miles.
Yeah.
That's a nice gas station there. Isn't it?
It's a Chevron. It's a decent size. Not gonna go to the weird other side of the freeway, die in the rain gas station.
Is that your first time playing that cell phone game?
Yeah. Yeah.
I played one of the other versions. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was kind of the same. It wasn't drawings. It was, you know, more just lying.
Right.
But I have too much fun just making up jokes.
Yep. It's never going to win.
Yeah. Just bring up whatever reference I can think of quick enough. Pretty happy with my pad joke.
Yep, it's pretty good.
Tell my little ones about that. They'll get it.
I don't think I ever saw the It's Pat movie.
You know, the reason I thought of it was I listened to that Marin podcast and Julia Sweeney was on it.
Yeah.
There was a really, really interesting one. Mm-hmm. Like, she's obviously done nothing since then.
Right.
And like,
oh, her, but she was like real sick, right?
She had cancer after, yeah, but okay. She quit before that. And like, her big thing was she was kind of like, you know, you think when you're in the middle of all of it that it's just gonna stay like that forever, and she was like, it just didn't. She's like, I came out and I had that Bat movie. And she's like, look, it's not going to win any awards or something, but I didn't think it would be, like, at the year-end awards where, you know, Entertainment Magazine or something would be, like, ragging on it. And it's funny because you're like, you should have, you probably should have known that.
Yeah, it's, like,
you can't run a character bit that long and have it continue. I wonder, I'm now curious about that Bat movie. I wonder if they have some sort of revelation. Like, what's the tension of that?
Right.
Of that reveal? It could be like a really serious drama.
Yeah. It's like The Crying Game. Oh, there's a Chick-fil-A here.
For Brad.
Yeah.
Are they closed on Sundays everywhere?
Yes.
Wow. Bold move.
Slice the fucking worst.
Oh, because you can't make the right.
Yeah. I mean, I could. Well.
This is a terrible light.
Yeah.
What are you going to play this weekend?
I am working my way through The Crew.
Oh. I thought you weren't working your way through The Crew. I thought you just kind of... At least your early Twitter stuff was... It's like, oh, yeah, God.
It was pretty messed up there for a bit. And sure enough, like, I played some yesterday before leaving the office, then got home, loaded up to play some more. Mm-hmm. And I had lost progress because all the saves are stored server-side.
Oh, man.
And it was right after finishing. Like, that's the sort of game that has, like, you need to crash into this guy and hit him four times over the next minute and a half to win this mission. So memorize his pattern and hit him. And it's the most unsatisfying, unfun mission type in almost all of driving. So, of course... I had just finished one of those and said, like, oh, thank God, I'll never have to do that again. Mm-hmm. And then got home and had to do it again. This light.
It's no joke.
There we go.
It's a man-eater.
Yeah. This light will chew you up. It seems like the sort of light that because of the no right turn on red thing, that if you were a cop, you would just sit there.
Yeah.
Knowing that the light is messed up and just knowing that someone will eventually say fuck it and just go. Man, regular gas under $3. I'm surprised.
Oh yeah, $2.99. Back in New Jersey, it was like $2.30 something.
Fuck.
It was crazy. And that's somebody
pumping the gas for you, right? Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
All right.
Cool. Oh. I'm running inside.
Okay. Let's leave that going. We'll be back.
We'll be back.
are the Sharks fan. Yep, they won last night. Look at that.
We've now debated him as a Sharks fan.
That was kind of gave me the food, bigger guy.
Why is this full here? Why did he do that?
Why is it what?
Why is this pole here at every gas station?
It's to protect people from driving in.
Oh, right.
To them. But yeah, it's annoying. Let's figure out a different system. We're smart guys. We can figure that out.
Hang the gas pumps from the roof. And then you can build one pillar in the center and really protect that one.
It's our new game, Gas Stop Manager.
Yep. Take a look at chat for me. Are people watching the Game Awards? Do they like them? I'm kind of curious.
They seem to have been watching the Game Awards because there's very little talk about whatever gibberish we're talking about. I think they said they were saying No Man's Sky stuff.
I want to hear if they're any good or not. Or if people are liking them.
Do people like the video game awards?
Like, is it better? Is it better? Is it good?
It's better than last year, but it's still boring.
Okay.
There's a ton of advertising. It's all right, but it's also... Oh, it's so long. Some people are saying it's not bad. Better than the Spike stuff. Boring and safe.
Well, you know, award shows were never supposed to be good.
Yeah, they're never good. I can't remember, like, hey, do you remember that one year of the Oscars?
No.
You know?
Yeah.
When they showed that thing of who died?
The montage, that was good.
All the people who died. Be a good song to play.
Yeah.
Oh, these are people who died.
Yeah. By the very same bikers. The band I was in, we did a cover of that song. So I know most of the words to people who died.
I bought Jolly Ranchers.
Uh-huh.
So I thought it might help my throat. And it's strange that they have, like, the flavors they had were basically, like, apple and strawberry.
Uh-huh.
Or some other thing. So, like, they'd mixed it. Couldn't get, like, a mixed pack or, like, all of one flavor.
Right.
Which is what I wanted. I don't like strawberry.
Yeah.
But I like the apple.
I like watermelon and cherry when it comes to Jolly Ranchers, and everything else can fuck off. Grape is okay, but it's not why I'm turning to Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah. What do you got there? Energy drink?
Yeah, it's like a Monster coffee drink with almond milk.
Wait, so you don't like coffee, but you like... You're now moving to, like, coffee-esque drinks?
I'll occasionally have a coffee-esque drink. But drinking a little coffee here and there.
Yeah, you know, we got a soda stream.
Yeah, you like it?
It's much easier and less hassle than I thought it was going to be.
Mm. You're not, like, running out of carbonated water and going, well, fuck this.
I haven't hit that moment yet.
Okay.
I'm sure it will come.
Yeah. Like, to me, it just seems like a propane tank, but even less essential.
I think it's probably exactly like a propane tank.
Yeah, where you're just like, well, this thing's empty, I guess let's put it away and forget we have it.
But I'm a person that's terrible Like, well, you've been around me long enough. I leave cans everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I am the Hansel and Gretel mm-hmm. of aluminum cans. I never finish them. Mm-hmm. I'm just terrible at it. And Nicole drinks lots of just straight carbonated water.
Yeah.
And the other thing is we like to make, you know, cocktails every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And those always require, like, weird flavors. Like, right. I don't keep ginger ale around, right. You know? Ooh. But I love it for drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was my one Cyber Monday purchase.
Ah.
The Soda Stream.
I bought Soda Stream Red Bull syrup. A couple years ago to mix into Four Loko. I never bought the SodaStream machine. Never needed it, you know. So I was just pouring it directly into cans of Four Loko to put the energy stuff back into it. Worked a little too well.
Huh.
I was a little too good at that job. I was a little too good at making Four Loko sweeter and less alcohol tasting. Also, I was like, oh, this is dangerous. Now, because it's like, A, an energy drink again, and B, it just tastes like kind of sweet candy. Like, you could drink 1,000 of these.
See, if it's too sweet, I can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the thing, like, a Surge came back.
Like, that's what you guys were drinking today, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's like an orange citrus drink. But I only drink diet soda. So the sweetness of Surge is actually, like, disgusting.
Oh, yeah, I can't...
Like, my teeth feel gross. Just oh, like, yeah. Everything's like, oh, yeah.
It's like syrup. It's yeah. like drinking yeah. maple syrup.
It's horrible. So... but for the longest time, for, like, most of this week, I had zero cash on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have quarters for the... vending machine to get Diet Pepsis or anything like that. And we're, recording hours and hours of podcasts. I'm like, well, I want something caffeinated. And so I had to keep turning to Surge. And I was just like, just fucking gross.
And you couldn't go to Alexis for quarters like I would always do.
Yeah, right.
I like Diet Sunkist.
Yeah.
That's one of my jams. And I hate Sunkist 10. The entire 10 movement just offends me.
Yep, that shit's super lame. They have something called Coca-Cola Life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 60-calorie Coke. With, like, stevia or I don't know what the fuck sweetener is in it.
Whatever. Enjoy that and your vape cigarettes,
What, you don't have a vape rig for decadent e-liquids?
Read somewhere that was like Webster's word of the year.
Vape?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I guess. I love all the flavors they have for that stuff.
Mm.
It just seems like the whole thing just seems so lawless. Because people are just like, I don't know, it's Mountain Dew. And I'm like, no, you're not licensed to call it that, you fucking dirtbags.
And it's also that completely unregulated, no, I have no idea what that shit is.
Right, yeah. It's like, well, don't spill it on your skin.
Mm.
Best of luck. It smells like marshmallows. Like, oh, so like something like kids might pick up and drink if they got their hands on it? Like, no, it's fine.
We're helping people.
Yeah.
This is a medicine.
I don't know, like I was talking to Alex about it. It's I feel like I should love that stuff. Like, philosophically, because it's way less gross to be around than cigarettes, but also, it's like cyberpunk future smoking,
uh-huh.
And that's awesome, but most of the people that are way into it seem like terrible people. So it's just kind of... Instead of cyberpunk, most of the people that are into it seem a little too steampunk for me.
If they could just get their shit together, Jeff.
Vape punk.
They'd be there.
Yeah.
They could figure it all out. But they gotta sit there and vape. All right, don't forget me.
Yeah.
Have you been to the casino yet?
I haven't.
Still haven't been to the casino either.
Yeah.
Let's go to the casino sometime.
We should. It seems like they have a handful of, like, expensive restaurants in there.
Yeah. Or at least that's the impression they give you from the cinema advertisements.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to remember the last movie I went and saw in a theater.
I saw Fury, which was terrible. Yeah, it's right.
Yeah, these exits.
Oh, it's terrible. It's so dark.
Yeah.
You have no idea. It's like you're going straight into construction. Fury was terrible.
What is Fury about?
Brad Pitt tank movie. It was gross and violent for no reason. It reminded me a lot. I told Nicole, actually, when we walked out. And she was like, do you like that? I was like, no. And I was like, you know what that reminded me of? When Jeff wrote the review for Kane and Lynch, and he started out calling it ugly. And, like, that's what he meant.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, you know, it's purposeful. And it's in that kind of intention. I was like, I don't need to see that.
Why is the stop sign here?
I don't know. I'm addicted to Jolly Ranchers, though, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. It's a good place to be.
Real stop signs?
Right.
I think it's just like construction guys are like, hey,
right,
let's do that.
Like a river boat, like a paddle boat, like a river.
Just something. I just want to.
Steam.
No, I think, can we rent a boat?
I don't know. Probably.
I'd be able to rent a boat.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you get like a paddle.
I want to cruise down to San Francisco and back in a boat.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Just take some beers. And Huck Finn it down to San Francisco.
I should say we should build a raft and get two sticks.
Yeah.
Rip jeans off just below the knee.
I went bowling on a date night recently.
Yeah?
I love that bar. It is terrible. You could shoot a movie at that bar.
Yeah, yeah. I've been in that bar a fair amount, I guess, over the years when I think about it. Never have I felt safe.
Yeah.
Or like I was having a good time.
Yeah, or that the people there were, like, you almost saw you could be poisoned.
Right.
Not being like one of the three regulars that are there.
Yeah. And the drinks are not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the drinks being horribly expensive on top of everything else.
I remember going there one time and they had the, like, the duck pin bottles.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I went back, they didn't, and I was very disappointed. Truck. Enjoy your Christmas weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Put up a picture. I want to see it. You have like a billion video games. You should just put like a couple of the duplicates up in there.
Up in the tree?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let me get this stuff out of the back.
Okay.
I'll see you, chat. Yeah.
You almost left your keys.
Well, it would only be like the fifth time we've done it.
Yeah.
See you, buddy.
See ya. Oh man, today's Friday. It's the weekend. That's cool. What's on the radio?
Fuck the OGs, we got the same type of guns as them older niggas. I know we killed the dawn, so I'm holding drugs. It's a homie on in here, everybody had he love. Hold up, fuck. They go as being men, get in the car with his kids. I'm a twin as motherfucking wig. Follow up to the crib and park up the block. Go in the trunk, grab a motherfucking 40 block. On my way thinking this nigga gotta get it. I'ma empty out the clip so that Tony gets the message. Kicking the door, started letting off. Mix fell through the table, got trapped up in the tablecloth. Skated off in the darkness of night. Left my calling card on the body and said, fuck your life. Shit is brutal. I gotta get Megan Bell. 36 seasons. I'm stuck back on it. Bounce like a potato. I don't play though. I'm stone cold, son. These lanes is built like Plato. Hand that rock, the kettle, I'm rocking the sleep. I see Meg's body on the floor, covered in sheets. And the note that says I'm a dead man walking. An empty soul just headed for the coffin. This is crazy. They took my brother, they must be clueless. I'm a dead that motherfucker's unruthless, relentless.
I guess I'm gonna watch that award show. I mean, I guess it's still going, but I don't know that I'm gonna watch it tonight.
The face of a killer straight up on a rampage.
Kind of curious to see if any other big stuff got announced, I guess. got to be a tough sell, you know, going in and saying like, hey, so we're not, you know, this show's not affiliated with Spike or Viacom. It's not going to be on TV. It's going to be on the web, the same way all your other announcements are. So, yeah. Makes it hard to get, like, world premiere type stuff. Especially when Sony's starting tomorrow morning. You know, so any announcements that would have been Sony-related, PlayStation-related, like, big PlayStation-related, end up there. Because, you know, that's, like, part of, like, hey, we're going to announce it here, and then also we're giving you co-marketing money and blah, blah, blah. You know, so that's all part of business. So... yeah. That's just the reality of it. I mean, you know, when, you know, the big announcements would come on those award, that award show on Spike, it was because it happened on Spike. It was because the people making those decisions could say to themselves and their bosses, yeah, but we're on television. We're on basic cable. Like, this is a big fucking deal. This isn't just the front page of some bullshit website. This isn't just some fucking magazine cover. Like, this is the real deal. This is T fucking V. You know, even regardless of the numbers for that award show, it still had a prestige attached to it for that reason. It's the same reason why Game Informer can get a good cover every month. It's because they can say, no, this is it's a print magazine. It's going to sit on shelves for a full month. It's not just a website. It's not just a web page where it's just gone the next day. This is going to last. We'll be able to look at this magazine 10 years from now and remember that we negotiated to get that cover for whatever that's worth. So, like, for some people, older executives, that sort of thing, like, that matters. That's like, oh, yeah, they understand what that means. Whereas some of them probably, sure, in some cases, probably still have no idea what the top slot of a website has to do with anything. Even if the top slot of that website gets viewed more times in a day than a print magazine gets viewed in a month. Especially because just as easily those companies can make that announcement themselves on their own YouTube channel. And every website would run a story about it. So instead of just being exclusively on the front of one website, you're on all of them. So... and that's kind of the thing with the Game Informer cover, too, is, you know, as soon as the cover gets announced, people write their news stories about the games, like, you know, the coverage gets out. I don't know. It's a ridiculous system. Always was. Always will be. Until someone finally smashes it.
Oh, they're showing the Robotoki game, huh? Is that a game yet? I think that was the first game I saw that was not... that was, like, shipping 2016 or something. Right? Everybody have a good night and a good weekend. And we'll talk Monday. That's it.